All this wood will be decked up along the access road so that people can then go ahead and back their trucks up and just whack it into, or bucket up into the appropriate links and load it onto their trucks.
That was Alan Richmond of the University of Alaska Fairbanks School of Agriculture and Land Resource Management. And I'm Stephen Lay of the UAF Public Affairs Office with this week's edition of University Focus. Richmond was talking about an intensive forest management project, which the university is undertaking in cooperation with the state of Alaska. The project is studying ways to maximize firewood supplies while improving interior forests.
The objective is that we're going to be demonstrating some timber harvesting practices for fuel wood purposes that would enhance the growth on forests in the Fairbanks area.
In the first part of the project, crews will be hired to remove all the birch, aspen, and dead spruce from a 95-acre tract in the Bonanza Creek Experimental Forest. The tree limbs will be removed and the usable wood will be hauled near the wood for easy access for wood gatherers. The commercial quality spruce will be left for future harvest. This additional labor costs money, and as a result, the state will be charging a fee to partially offset these increased costs.
We'll be permitting out the wood from these projects through the state area forestry office for personal use by individuals. They'll be allowed to get up to 10 cords a year per permit from the state. We'll be charging probably, we haven't determined the price yet, but we will be charging a little bit higher rate than what is currently being charged for greenwood by the state. This is in so that we can determine how much money we can actually recover of the contract cost of harvesting the wood.
The permits will be available through the Area Forestry Office of the Division of Forest, Land, and Water Resources beginning in mid-October. Richmond describes the actual procedure involved in this first project.
We'll be handling it through the State Area Forestry Office. They will be go down to the Area Forestry Office and will be given a permit on this area. They will be able to purchase the number of cords that they want, up to 10. They can go anywhere from 1 to 10 cords out of this area. As they get the permit, they will be required to pay the fee that is set for this wood at that time. And on the weekends, it'll be a weekend-only harvesting out of this area. They'll be allowed to work in there on weekends only. We'll have somebody there who will be gauging the volume of wood that they take out and then punching their card to ensure that we have a good count on how much wood is actually taken out.
Richmond feels that in addition to increasing the availability of firewood for the public, the project will also increase protection of the local forest. Through closer supervision of the wood-cutting areas, only selected trees will be removed. This will allow the remaining trees to grow into more valuable timber. While this has always been the intention of the state, it hasn't always worked out in the past.
It'll protect the forest by allowing the state to control what timber is being cut off of the land. The state will have to work with only one individual or one contractor in order to get the area treated as he wants. State currently has had some problems with people cutting unmarked trees on their areas or going in and actually doing a clear cut when they've really wanted to leave some of the trees. So this will give the state good control over actually what is taken and the volume that is taken out.
For additional information concerning the project, Richmond suggests that people contact in care of the UAF School of Agriculture and Land Resource Management. His telephone number is 479-7083. Firewood isn't the only fuel resource under study at the university. On Tuesday, October 21st, a three-day conference, Focus on Alaska's Coal, starts. Sponsored by the School of Mineral Industry and three state and federal agencies, the program will cover the full range of problems and promise of the coal industry in Alaska. For additional information or registration, contact the UAF Department of Conferences and Institutes at 479-7800. The women's volleyball team is in Ellensburg today playing in the interstate tournament. The other UAF athletic teams are preparing their openers in the next month. I'm Stephen Lay, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.